DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals, going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores, or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Uzan, give it up. Cryer, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, Sharp.
He walked, he can't touch it.
He can't, 1 second, and it's over. Florida is back on top of the college basketball world championship madness. It's a great day to be a Gator. They win the national title.
Go Gators, go Gators. Oh, man. I can't keep getting pumped up because it's been draining. They've been draining the energy out of me going back to like the Sweet 16 and all that.
Oh, man.
I said it before. They're killing me. Wow.
That's awesome.
What an awesome outcome. Really, your Florida Gators are your NCAA men's basketball champions, and we haven't seen that kind of team and teamwork and strength and tenacity since 07. Of course, 06 previous to that, back-to-back under Billy D. And Todd Golden really earning his stripes. Youngest coach to win a national championship at 39 since Jim Valvano did at NC State. I believe he was a 37-year-old at that time. But Todd Golden, way to go. The whole team, everybody, the organization. I mean, there is a fight inside these guys, these young guys. We forget sometimes how young these guys are and the kind of pressure that is on them. And then, you know, when there's a deficit, trying to play in a game against other extremely talented people and you have all this pressure on you. And I got to tell you, that's got to be tough. And they had to be tough and they had to be resilient, and they absolutely were. And look, and some people had some friendly bets on it. Even Senator Rick Scott might have had a little something going on there.
Oh.
I'll explain. We're going to have him on the air with us in about 10, 12 minutes, something like that. We're also going to talk about, you know, real business, too, like tariffs and teaming up with Senator Moody and protecting one of the great products that we produce here in the Sunshine State. Trump warning us, don't be a panickin.
A what?
A panickin. That is a person who is likely to panic.
Mm.
Yeah, he also said it is. If it was a party, you know, the panickin party, it would be a party based on weak and stupid people.
He's so subtle.
Weak and stupid people. Don't be in that panickin party.
No, who wants to be there?
I wonder if he'll end up being a T-shirt / sticker thing, panickin.
Oh, I can see somebody doing it.
Don't be a panickin.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's funny. But it's also a verb, like don't be panicking. But, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, don't y'all be a panickin. You know.
The only kind of panickin I like is one smothered in butter and maple syrup.
Mm.
That's the only tall stack of panickins.
Love them.
Yeah, man.
Now we're talking.
All right. So, anyway, that's the president is asking us to be strong, be courageous, be patient. And
yes.
Greatness, in all caps,
as
the president does do from time to time.
Yes, he does.
Greatness, in all caps, will be the result. Now, they're saying the market's kind of turning around a little bit. This could be temporary. These are the futures. Could be turning around now. Could turn around a little. You know, this is still going to be a bit of a roller coaster ride. Even under the, I think, the best circumstances, you're still going to get some of that. And that's okay. We'll tough our way through it. And I think we'll come out the other end in much better shape. I think it is a scenario where, you know, anytime you want to try something that's a little bit different and a little bit outside the box, there's going to be the folks that aren't comfortable with that. And then the market is always jumpy and jittery anyway.
Yep.
So you give them any reason to react, and they will. I mean, you saw it yesterday, like almost to the minute. What? Somebody said something about the tariffs. Maybe they would relax them for a little bit or something. It wasn't even really like an official statement in any way. And you were telling me about this too, Greg, about all of a sudden you saw the spike.
Right.
Because I saw it right after the spike, and I go, oh, well, what happened there? How did it, you know, it came and it went.
Because they're basing everything on a whim or a statement or an inferred statement. They're panicking. Just saying.
Which is, I mean, since probably the first day any of us ever learned anything about the stock market, it was probably that you don't want to go in there in knee-jerky fashion. You don't want to react, overreact, have a hair trigger. Mm-mm. You're in it for the long haul, for most people. I'm not talking about like whether you're an asset manager or a day trader or whatever. I'm talking about the average person that's working on trying to have some semblance of a retirement so that we do not have to lead too austere of an existence into our twilight years, Greg. As I wax philosophically.
You're waxing? What?
Wax on and wax off philosophically.
Okay.
I'm just...
You're just happy, Bob.
I am.
It's happy, Bob.
I'm pumped up over that big Gator win.
Yeah.
All right. So the president, it's like he has to play a series of games. It's bracketology for President Trump, and it has to do with tariffs, you know, and he threw the gauntlet down. And so now he's got a matchup against Japan, which, you know, you've seen him on the court. We definitely have the advantage in height.
Yep. Yep. Donald's tall, yeah.
Then we got to take on India, and I can't think of a smart alecky stereotypical joke. Right,
a way to offend them as well, yeah.
Right, but I'll think of something before the day's over.
Yeah.
Give me a minute.
Yeah.
And but the big one is going to be China, and they are offering quite a bit of resistance already, including possibly withholding rare earth minerals, which we need for electronics and batteries, but they know and we know the defense applications are huge. Mm-hmm. Can't build much in terms of defense without the rare earth minerals. All right. Oh, man, are we getting close?
Yep.
We're going to be talking to the Senator, Rick Scott. He's going to be on with us here in just a couple of minutes. So don't go anywhere. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local, on 97.3 The Sky. Go Gators.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry. I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Good morning. Nah, great morning. It is 8:19, time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And how about them Gators? They are the national champions, beating Houston last night in a nail-biter, 65-63. Go Gators. And speaking of the Florida Gators, there's some people that may have thrown down a couple of bucks or maybe made some fun bets. And joining me right now is Senator Rick Scott. Good morning, Senator. How you doing?
Well, I get barbecue from Texas. I get Shiner's beer. And I get Blue Bell ice cream. And Ted Cruz has to wear, in the Senate for a day, a Gator jersey. So it's appropriate.
It is.
We kick their butts.
It is absolutely appropriate. I love it. Congratulations. And, yeah, of course, here in Gainesville, we're just completely ecstatic. And I've had the pleasure of being able to help three children graduate from the University of Florida. So, yeah, man, the Gator Nation is everywhere, and the Gator Nation is very proud. And Senator Scott, make Ted Cruz pay the price. We like that.
He is going to. So I was thinking, should we put something else on the jersey and say, don't mess with Florida, maybe, or, you know, loser. I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
We'll have to think of something. Well, we'll think of something. In the meantime, though, let's address another thing that is all about Florida and the Sunshine State, and that is our ag product. And well, UF has a great IFAS program, one of the top in the country, but we need to defend our domestic orange juice. You got together with Senator Moody. Tell me about this bill.
We've been working on this. You know, what's crazy is the federal government requires you to have a certain amount of sugar in your orange juice. I mean, it seems like they probably want you to have less sugar, right?
Yeah.
So we've been trying to get that fixed. So, because Florida orange juice is really healthy. It doesn't have quite as much sugar as some other orange juice, so it's healthier for you. And so we're trying to get the federal government to change the rules so our orange juice, we don't have to add orange juice that has more sugar in it to be able to sell Florida orange juice. So we're going to get it done. Senator Moody is, the co-sponsor with me, and we're going to get it done.
Orange juice has really suffered. You know, we had that the whole greening thing. I talked to our Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, and he thinks that we've turned the corner on that. But even saying so, he knows that you're 3 and 4 years out from production really elevating, and maybe a couple of more years before if they ever get back to earlier numbers that they had.
I sure hope so. We put a lot of money, and I know a lot of people, UF and a lot of other places, put a lot of effort into figuring out greening. And so I hope Wilton's right that we've turned the corner and we can start growing our oranges, our grapefruit, all of our citrus industry again. We've got the best tasting citrus in the world, and so hopefully we've gotten this solved.
You know, and speaking of tariffs, and of course, the president laid down the gauntlet in that. And I just want to remind a lot of folks that because you and I have had conversations going back to when you were the governor, and I know you were like one of the on the forefront of being concerned about what China was really up to before it was really talked about by everybody. And so what do you think about the tariffs, I guess, in general? And then specifically, looks like China is going to play hardball like with rare earth minerals.
Well, number one, there's every reason in the world no one should buy anything made in China. Don't buy any services produced in China. Don't buy any apps controlled by the Chinese government. They want to destroy your way of life, all of us. They want to destroy our way of life. 78,000 people died of fentanyl overdose last year. That's because China sent the precursors here. So what we've got to do is we've got to say this is enough's enough. But on top of that, we should say to ourselves, we're not going to let people come in and sell their products into our country if we're not going to be allowed to sell our products and services into their country. That's not right. I mean, that hurts American workers. And so we finally have a president that gets it. And it's not just tariffs. Some of it's all that you can't get a permit. Some of it's a regulatory environment. Some of, you know, there's a whole bunch of ways they stop us from selling our products and our services in their country. And that's wrong. It hurts American jobs. And we have a president now that's going to fight for this. So I'm hopefully these other countries will reduce it because we all believe in fair trade. I mean, well, I'll go compete with anybody. But if you set the rules where I can't compete, I have one hand tied behind my back. That's not fair to American. It's not just American companies. It's American workers.
We have to have, you know, the production. We have to have the goods and services. I mean, I know pharmaceuticals, that's a big one. I think still like 90% of the precursors come from China. So I guess the concern is how long will it take us to kind of catch up to really begin decoupling from China? Because right now we can't just cut ties with them. They make too many things we need.
It's happening every day. Like I don't understand why we buy any drugs for our military members from China. I mean, that is stupidity. So we're trying to change that. And this is all happening. It's going to happen. You know, look, we're the most innovative country. We've got the greatest innovators in the world in the United States. Our way of building things is better than anywhere in the world. So I believe our companies are going to show up, and they're going to show up quickly. It's going to be great for American workers.
You think today, and I know you're not, well, you know a lot about finances. You think today will be the day we kind of maybe turn a little bit of a corner on the stock market, or do you think we're still going to get a bunch of bumps and a roller coaster ride for a while?
You know, who knows? I know, I can tell you this. The stock market's been trading this year at all-time highs when you look at multiples of earnings. So the stock market's still trading in pretty high multiples of earnings, but who knows what the right is. What the most important thing is, we've got to take care of American workers, and I believe the stock market will reflect that as our American workers get back to work.
Yeah, so it's a matter of what the president has asked us to do, and that is to be strong and to be patient, right?
Yep, and buy American products. Help American workers. Help your neighbors.
Well, Senator Rick Scott, always a pleasure to speak with you. We're still celebrating a big Gator victory. I know you are too. And Senator Cruz better come through and deliver on his end, and we'll have a good laugh.
Oh, don't worry. I'll make sure he does.
All right, Senator, you take care.
All right, bye. Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, Senator Rick Scott.
That's awesome.
On the Bob Rose Show, yeah.
Poor Ted.
You can I could tell there might be a mild sleep deficit there. He might, you know, he was
mellower.
He's never the least bit lethargic. Not that he is, but you can tell he's a little tired.
Late night. Yep.
Like a lot of Gator fans are. Yep. Yeah, that's pretty funny, though, the bet they made with Senator Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, don't go anywhere. We're going to talk to State Senator Jay Collins next right here on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, 97.3 The Sky.
DSW's semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores, or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Good morning. Happy day. Go Gators. They are your national champs in men's basketball, NCAA champs. This is our third go-around. We won in 06 and 07 and won again last night in the Alamo Dome against Houston, 65-63. Right on. Go Gators. More about that coming up. But right now, we're going to talk to State Senator Jay Collins. Senator, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good this morning. How about yourself?
Fantastic, of course. You know, being here in the heart of the backyard of the University of Florida and put three little Gator babies through there. Yeah, we're pretty excited about that big win. Did you catch any of it last night?
I did. Pretty incredible. You know, 06, 07 now, it's amazing. They just had that look, that feel coming through the NCAA tournament. Pretty profound, though, to have all four number one seeds go all the way through, so you got this great matchup in the semis and in the finals. It was great. I loved watching it.
But they had to win and overcome deficits, 9 points or more in each of the last three games. And you being a, you know, Army combat veteran, I guess you maybe know a little bit about, you know, not quitting and staying with the mission, right?
Oh, 100%. That's what life is all about, man. When life pushes, it's not about how hard you can get hit, right? It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. You know, I think Rocky put it out pretty well back in the day in Rocky Balboa. But 100%, man, you just got to keep auging through it and do what you got to do. That's what winners do.
No, and that's, you know, if we can learn that via athletics, that's another great lesson we can all pick up on.
Sure.
And I like the way you put that. Hey, so we know on the national level, these tariffs, it's the big talk. But you're in Tallahassee. Is there talk of or anything you can do in Tallahassee that would offset some of the pain or problems we might see as consumers here in Florida in regards to the tariffs?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And, you know, in watching what's going on, you know, I believe that the Trump administration, they know what they're doing. They have a plan. I believe what they're doing is waiting to get these rates to come down. They're going to push it as far as they can, getting other countries to equalize. But, you know, the reality is we get calls a lot right now with people very, very concerned about how far their dollar is going, where the drop in the stock market is. But, you know, I would also remind people of where we are now versus where we were a year ago and 2 years ago. Things are going pretty well. I think you're going to see a big jump once everything equalizes. But here in the state, you know, you're going to see a budget come out this year that's going to be pretty incredible. We are in doing all we can. You know, I think you heard the governor say it all the time. He was Doge before Doge was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of our MO. We are finding every way to save money, to do the best we can to just make sure that we're not going to spend any more of the taxpayers' hard-earned money than we have to. And I know the governor wants to really push forward on some of these property tax initiatives, you know, finding out a way to ensure that the American dream is available, that you can own your home and not have to worry about taxes and the government. He's talked about some rebates coming back from property tax. You know, we'll see what happens as we close out the budget, but those are definitely things we're working on right now.
You know, again, looking at the national picture in what President Trump would like to do, if he is successful, that means maybe an abundance of manufacturing jobs. But, of course, you have to set up and have the infrastructure. Is Florida poised to take advantage of a resurgence in manufacturing or other areas where, you know, we can have a lot of jobs?
I believe Florida is well poised. You know, we have a very, very friendly state for all people to move to, and I think that's been played out over the course of the last 3 years. But Florida's up for business. We have been since COVID, when many others weren't. The governor has gone out of his way to draw in more industries. And, you know, I'm running what we call a commerce package this year, which is from the Commerce Department within the government, under the governor's purview, his agency package. One of the things we're doing there is a little bit of venture capital work. We're trying to put money in a pot to offset their investment with a guaranteed 4X return on our state dollars. We're not giving money. We're giving tax incentive, but it's going to be done over a five-year period. So they have to come in with capital,
mm-hmm.
a minimum of 4X beyond what this 5 years of interest reform is going to be for them. So I think what you're going to see is a whole slew of new jobs, new industry, new cyber security, intelligence jobs really flow into Florida because of that. It's going to be a pretty great tool once we get this through. And that bill's got like two more stops left. So we're moving pretty good.
Well, look, you come from an area, Tampa Bay area. I'm no stranger to that area. I've lived there. Two of my kids live there. Affordable housing is it's a tough nut to crack for a lot of younger first-time home buyers. The cost of insurance and all that. I know you've worked on that in Tallahassee. What do you see for the future? Do you see a market where new home buyers are going to be able to buy their way in?
So I think what you're going to see here is multiple things, right? We do have a ton of people moving here. We are working on property tax relief. That's something the governor is absolutely focused on. We've got to find a way to offset that and keep the government running. But let's talk about insurance. Thank goodness the market is stabilizing. The stuff we did with tort reform a couple years ago has really stabilized the market. Insurance companies are rolling back in. Percentages are evening out and dropping now across the board, which is what we finally need to see. This year, I'm also running the Office of Insurance Regulation Package. So what this does is make sure that we have tools for consumer protection, consumer transparency, that it makes sure that they see how these rates are being done, what the percentages are, and they see that, you know, this is right. This is a nominal raise, or it is not a nominal raise, and they have something to act with. But we're also trying to make sure we continue to hold people accountable. There's a big push right now to try and roll back this tort reform to give the trial bar and the attorneys a little bit more sway. I'm telling you, that's the last thing we need to do. If we want to have the American dream, we're going to put money back in people's pockets through property tax. And we've got to get this insurance market to continue to be stable. And that's holding what we've got, making adjustments and changes to keep drawing more companies in so we can go ahead and drop those rates while continuing to maintain a good insurance record. But in this, we're also working with some of the reciprocal insurance companies like USAA and companies like that to just make small adjustments to make sure, again, there's rate transparency and people understand truly where their dollars are going and that they're maximizing their investment back in their family and their home.
Hey, there's, you know, without getting too, well, insider baseball, but I mean, I guess it's really, it's pretty public. The governor's not getting along with some of the, quite a few of the members of the Republican Party in the legislative branch there. I mean, what's going to happen? What's going to give? Who's going to kind of win that battle? Because I have to agree with the governor that there's too many squishy Republicans in the mix.
Well, I think I'm going to, you know, I'm in the legislature, and I'm going to take an approach of I think Florida's going to win because ultimately we have to. Our people have been unequivocally clear. They expect us to keep performing like we've always performed. They expect us to get a budget that is fiscally conservative. They expect us to pass legislation that is not squishy. And the governor, the speaker, the Senate president, they're going to find common ground. These are not things that haven't happened before. These are not unprecedented. It's just where we're at right now. You got to believe in what's possible, believe in the talent that we have in these bodies. And then ultimately, you know, we got to put up or shut up, and we're going to get that done. We will.
Yeah, the way the system works, I mean, you could have a good idea, but it might not even, you know, make it out of committee. And, of course, you know, there's a decision made about what bills will even see the light of day, what will get voted on.
Yes, sir.
One of the examples, like the open carry thing, we've got a governor that talks about how free Florida is, but 45 states have some form of an open carry law. Florida doesn't. Florida's like New York and California, and we want to address that. What are your thoughts?
So I'll tell you, I believe in our two-way rights. You know, it is simple. Those are God-given rights to defend your family. Our Constitution is incredibly clear in what it states, and I believe that we're going to do all we can. Right now, we don't have the votes for open carry in the Senate. It is where it is. I'm focused this year on 21 to 18 and clawing back each and every step that we can. And I'm making a really strong final push to try to get that thing forward. But in the end, then we got to talk about red flag laws, exclusion zones, and open carry. Those are the next steps. What I've told people and what my I continue to and I'll always stand by is if I can't get it all in one fell swoop, I'm going to grab every single inch I can. All victories, big, small, somewhere in between, we've got to grab, we've got to plant that flag, we've got to get closer and closer each step along the way. But yeah, I hear it. I believe in open carry. I believe in, you know, our two-way rights, and going to keep grinding until we get there.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your time. We appreciate you being straightforward with us, as usual. State Senator Jay Collins, thanks again for your service. And we look forward to talking to you soon, and maybe we can get some of these things done.
Looking forward to it. Appreciate you. God bless, and go Gators, right?
Go Gators, right on. Oh, all right. Good stuff there. Yeah, that really is the story of the day. For a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's national news. That's a national championship. The Gators have won it. It couldn't have been much tighter of a game.
Yeah.
65-63. You know, there was time on the clock, and, you know, we basically swarmed and smothered, much like Houston did to us in the first half. And we were able to come out with a win, even though at one point we were down by 12 in the second half. But just excitement that the Gators, they really brought it this year. They really brought that excitement. And the coach, Todd Golden, he has got to be super excited. Gosh, he's what, the youngest guy since Jim Valvano to win a national championship. And that was all the way back in 83 with NC State. So pretty good stuff going on here.
Oh, yeah.
In and around.
Gotta love it.
The Gator Nation. I can feel the love. President Trump giving out, well, his version of love. He's kind of a tough love guy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He said, don't be a panickin. Don't be a panickin. And, and we're going to try not to be panickins.
No.
We'll tell you more about that and everything else we got on the table. We'll lay it out there for you coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is a Trash Talking Tuesday brought to you by Florence Recycling, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is another day in paradise on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Yeah! The toppest of all top stories. The Gators. The big winners in the NCAA Men's National Basketball Championship. It was exciting. The whole season, really, and the run the Gators have had has just been incredible. And the coach, Todd Golden, has done a fantastic job, and everybody who is part of that process. Think about the level of competition and how you've got to play, and sometimes with very little rest in between some of those very tough games, that can't be an easy thing to do. And so the Gator program, basketball, looking very, very good. Very proud of those guys. Fought hard, never gave up in any of those games, and you know, there are different records set, or at least, you know, in the last 20 years, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a good thing. And basically, look, if you believe in your Gators, and, you know, they had their backs against the wall a couple of times, and they never gave up. They never showed weakness, really. And it's interesting because that's exactly what the president is asking us to do, to not be a panickin. Don't panic when these tariffs are announced and you see the market drop. Don't go crazy. He said the United States has a chance to do something that should have been done decades ago. Don't be weak. And he said, don't be stupid. Don't be a panickin. What he calls a new party based on weak and stupid people. He said, be strong, courageous, and patient, and greatness will be the result. His advice came as global markets panicked and plunged following his highly anticipated tariff announcement last week in the Rose Garden. He provided another update on Truth Social Monday morning, explaining that countries from all over the world are talking to us. And he kind of laid it out. And he said, look, tough but fair parameters are being set. Spoke to the Chinese prime minister this morning, sending a top team to negotiate. They've treated the U.S. very poorly on trade. We have a great relationship with Japan. But on trade itself, the president has pointed out, while also pointing out, you know, that we're great allies and great friends, but we have not been really fairly treated in that particular area, and he wants to address it. And it sounds like Japan is anxious to address it as well. Apparently, India is showing some desires to do some kind of a deal, and they don't want any sort of confrontation type thing, so they're willing to work things out. The Michigan auto workers are pretty happy with what's going on. They feel very encouraged by the tariffs and their long-term job growth goal. I mean, look, if you had 4 more years of Biden or Biden Lite or Biden whatever it would be with Kamala, wow. You would see a further degradation of the American automobile industry. I mean, he was having everybody, you know, in electric cars. And problem with that is can't manufacture all the batteries here, can't even get the rare earth minerals, which is part of another tariff issue.
They were losing billions.
Yeah.
Just losing money right and left on these things.
Yeah. So, and that's probably one of the reasons why, by and large, auto workers wholeheartedly supported President Trump.
Yep.
Workers in Michigan automobile plants actually encouraged by Trump's status quo altering tariffs, despite short-term uncertainty. According to Congresswoman Lisa McClain, the Republican from Michigan, told Breitbart that people are willing to make the trade-off for long-term more jobs. Yep, that's exactly right. And the state's 9th congressional district, which McClain has represented since 2023, is home to many auto workers employed at nearby plants, including Stellantis's stamping plants in Warren and Sterling Heights. My dad worked for the stamping plant in Warren.
Yeah. Right?
Well, Chrysler was the name of the company then.
Yep.
But yep, and both locations apparently gearing up for temporary layoffs. So they're pausing some production and stuff like that, but the workers are pretty excited to get back on the job, and they like what the future holds for them under a Trump administration and with the if these tariffs can be made as useful as possible to benefit the greatest number of Americans. That's what it's all about, putting America first, exactly what the president was hired to do. Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. Here's a new one. They announced $51 million in cuts from U.S. African Development Foundation. Sounds like a fancy name, right?
Yeah, sounds
U.S. African Development Foundation. I mean,
sounds important.
Yep. Apparently, that includes hundreds of thousands of dollars for marketing shea butter and pineapple juice.
Well, you know that whole you can't have that whole ashy skin thing going on there.
No. And I get it, but I don't know the taxpayers should really fund the bill for that.
That's probably true too.
Yeah, and is it? And the other question, of course, is always: is it really specifically going to that?
Yeah, because we don't know where this money was going through them.
Well, and that's that's been kind of the problem, or at least a large part of the problem is, if you say it's going to this thing, we probably aren't going to like this thing it's going to, but then you find out, well, it wasn't even going there anyway. Well, that was just a cover.
We've talked about it before. You almost wonder, because again, we have, as you've told them before, they were told it doesn't matter whether you think it's a good idea or not, you can't turn down, the request for the funds. It almost makes you wonder with the whole USAID thing, were they actually just coming up with some of the craziest possible titles you could think of? Because they know they're going to get the money anyway.
Yes, I do. And I think that's why some of these things sound like a stretch, because it is like, hey,
wow.
Hey, I met these people. They own a mango drying facility. And people are like, what? Yeah. What? So what? What does that mean? Well, that we can say some of the money's going to mango drying.
Yes.
Mango, can you imagine? You have to have a facility that specifically dries mangoes
in some other country.
Oh yeah,
first
Ivory
of all,
Coast.
Yes.
Yeah. The department also said nearly $100,000 was spent to increase yogurt production in Uganda.
Yogurt in Uganda. Is there the need for yogurt in Uganda? Are they asking for yogurt in Uganda? I wonder.
Part of it was a marketing campaign to change it to Ugander. Yogurt?
Yogurt?
Ugandert?
Ugandert?
Ugandert? Yeah, like that one didn't come out as good as it was inside my brain.
But they probably still got their money.
Now, look, I know when I'm in Nigeria, one of the main things I'm looking for a spa to go to.
Yes.
I know some of the locals need to maybe get into a fitness program.
Sure.
So I could see money being spent on a business incubator for spa and wellness entrepreneurs in Nigeria. I mean, sounds like the need is there.
Okay.
$50,000 to train farmers on how to grow dragon fruit in Senegal. Dragon fruit. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And $48,000 spent on a WhatsApp marketing chatbot in Kenya.
This is what the left are thinking are good ideas with our tax dollars.
Yeah.
And so they're rioting.
Or they're just shell covers for redistribution of wealth and to donors' pockets, et cetera.
Say it isn't so.
Well, I don't know.
You already did.
It sure looks like it.
Yeah.
9 o'clock stretch is right around the corner, and we have a special guest from the USDA, so don't go anywhere. 97.3, The Sky.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.